Three, two, one. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, season two, epi 22 of the Over Podcast, the final episode. We are talking 2024, 2025 football. The Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champions. Gonna hear all from it from the boys, all about it from the boys, all about it from Conrad, from the streets point of view. We got Turb taking down Jan. Down goes Jan, down goes Jan. Early in the season, Nikki, we're going to get into his round in our group chat today. Apparently, Jan's been deflecting. I don't know. We're going to have a lot to dive into in that aspect. We got top five rappers going off of the halftime show. I mean, boys, I took down, I was happy I did like the Colin Coward thing, took down some notes for the game. So I got some pinpoint stuff to actually dive into. Got some takes, I've been dying to get fired off. Obviously we can go around the horn here and
You want to just fire off those takes, dude. Let's just fucking get right into it.
you want to get right into it? All
You
right.
might
Seems
as
like you
well.
got it seems like you've been waiting to tell these to somebody, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw an awesome quote on Bleacher Report on Monday right after the Super Bowl.
Nobody's reporting on this but Bleacher Report.
I'm gonna say it's a quote from Travis Kelce. I'm gonna say he is, but I'm biased to what I see in the building talking about Patrick Mahomes. I'm gonna say he's the greatest ever, but I know there's a pretty valid argument somewhere else. And the Bleacher Report writer follows up, yeah, period. 10 Super Bowls and 7 championships, including one head-to-head against Mahomes and Super Bowl LV, another blowout, is a pretty valid argument. So that Super Bowl loss for Patrick Mahomes is when you talk about a Patriot fan, that is literally the best outcome he could have ever hoped for because now he's tied with Brady 3-2, 3-2, and he's got two big blowouts. And the Eagles, I really think that it's crazy. The Chiefs, Kryptonite, Black Magic stuff had us all fucked up. It's, to be fair, as it should have. But you want to talk about. No one's talked about Andy Reid, I feel like, off a bye. Remember Andy Reid off a bye, how insane he is? And this guy couldn't come up with a scheme to stop four guys all game. I thought was shocking. No one has really touched upon. I thought that's the biggest thing that stood out to me was he didn't have one offensive line scheme to stop four-man rush all game.
They didn't have like a their first down was in what until like this like the end of the first half.
Yeah.
They or they had one first down like the first play, and then they didn't have anything after that. It was
Yeah,
like
see,
three
I don't even
downs.
think they had
It was like
one,
three
but
now.
to connect that, I had down the yards 38 to 258 with 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
38 to 258.
With 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
I
Crazy.
dude, the Eagles
Border.
defensive line was
Yeah, they were
heinous. They
heinous.
were going crazy.
I'm trying to think what that would like be equivalent to like on the offensive side. That would be like having like 600 yards pass, like 600 yards of total offense of like what the defense did to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, like obviously we're gonna talk about Mahomes and Brady, but I just think the Andy, I feel like Andy Reid is just like getting out of this
Yeah, I
kind
feel
of
like
like
he does fly
unscathed.
under. Yeah, I feel like he doesn't get quite the slander. Like I feel like the entire Patriots dynasty was always Belichick versus Brady. They talk about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes like they're two peas in a pod.
Right.
You know what? You know, like I don't know. They don't. It doesn't seem like. I don't know. Maybe they haven't done it long enough for them to do that. But yeah, it does seem like he doesn't get as much like scrutiny for shit.
Yeah, well, they don't hate each other. They're doing Fumble-a-Rooski fucking commercials
Can
together.
you imagine if Belichick and
Well,
Brady were doing those 20 years ago?
no.
I used to get so pissed seeing Peyton Manning in a Sprint commercial, a Cheetos commercial. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm glad they didn't do that. It's the dumbest shit ever.
Did Andy Reid like say anything in his press conference? Like, yeah, this one's on me. Like, we weren't prepared. Like,
Have you guys seen it? I haven't gone looking
I
for it, but
haven't
I haven't
seen a
seen
press
anything pop
conference, so
up.
that's why I'm like.
No, the only thing that I've seen was who was it? It was like CJ Garner Johnson had
Not in the press conference.
pulled up a tweet from like 3 years ago, and he was like, "Run that back on real grass, and the D line dominates," or something like that.
No, turf.
Oh, okay,
Turf
well,
versus
I'm saying like
they were on
on a surface
turf.
where like they weren't sliding around.
Yeah, they were on real grass first Super Bowl, not then they were on turf.
He
Okay.
also said, does
The
he have a
mom.
like a does he have a wife and kids?
Well, his mom, he said something about Taylor Swift. Like, go
Is
back to
he
that
bagging?
thickness to
No.
Travis Kelce and all the Swifties went in his mom's restaurant and left like one-star Yelp reviews.
Wait, his
So
mom said
fucked
that? I
up.
thought he said
No,
that.
he said Travis Kelce, go back to that thickness.
Oh,
And
and they attacked his
Swifties
mom's
went to his
restaurant.
mom's like local restaurant or like this place sucks, one star.
I think he might be dogging Travis's ex-girlfriend. She was on the field
She was
covering
on the
Eric,
field.
so Oh,
She was
TMZ
on.
Conrad. Oh.
Yeah, she was on the field. I
You
saw
think
that.
Turbo
That girl's
knows.
gonna go
Heppy
down
knows
without a
too.
fight?
Yeah, she is thick too. He
You
is
think she's gonna
not
go down
wrong.
without a fight?
Yeah,
But
whatever.
that chick, she probably doesn't want
She
any
had
part of
could have been
this.
a
She had the
Commanders, the
most
Eagles.
any
She's gonna
part of
find
failing
someone to
to
go
it.
to the game with.
The only thing I've ever
Give
heard
it
that
on the
girl
field is
say,
crazy.
the only thing I've ever
Yeah.
heard that girl say is like, do I look like somebody who's gonna pay 50-50? Like, all right, get out of here.
Is
But more
that who that
important,
chick
notes on the game. So my big notes in the game, I was writing down in
is?
Lifetime. Hurts awful first interception, and it turned out that's the
Yeah.
only bad thing I had for the Eagles. Because the next note I had, random note, how do they decide the chain gang for the Super Bowl, you think?
Ooh.
Probably got to be, it's probably pretty easy
Seniority?
because half of them are over the fucking age of 65. They probably, I don't know.
I
You
wonder if
think
that
it's
just goes to
seniority thing?
senior. Yeah, seniority, I guess. I don't know.
Or they rotate every year. It's like, oh, the A team had it
You
last year.
know what it
We
is?
get it this year.
I bet that they have similar chain games with tied with the ref crew.
Yeah,
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine like one of the
That's
guys has
actually a
like the
good point.
flu. Like the flu's been going around. He's just like fucking. I gotta like he just like is running out for the fourth down, like throws up on the field. Fucking like, is he nervous or fucking thought that was a funny tidbit that just randomly came to my mind. I just had the chain gang, but I think you're right there. They probably have crews interlocked with the refs.
If not, it's if they don't do that, it's just got to be by seniority then. It has
Yeah,
to be.
you got some guys been doing it for 40 plus years or whatever. And then I had, obviously the OPI, was canceled out by early calls. That OPI on AJ Brown, I thought got canceled out
Came
pretty
right back
quickly.
with the Dallas Goedert hit to the head.
Yeah, I thought that call got canceled out pretty quickly. I don't know about you guys, but
Yeah.
when I saw that, I was like, this OPI is bad. And
Everyone
then
was
5 minutes
like, oh
later,
my
I was like,
God.
yeah.
Everyone was
Yeah.
freaking out.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, it took care of itself.
Please.
And then another big play that I had down, second and 26, unnecessary roughness on Saquon Barkley. It was late in the second quarter. I thought that was massive. Do you guys remember that play?
I remember
Huge play.
massive play.
After first glance, I was just like being that guy. I was like, I don't know, guys. That looked pretty clean to me. And then you watch the replay and it was way late, like 10 seconds late. Dude, what is he
Bolton,
doing?
I
Yeah.
think it was. I forget who the player was in the
Bolton.
Chiefs, but
What is he
yeah.
doing? It's so late. You just
I thought that was a
huge third down, like huge second down.
yeah, because then you get
Massive.
the automatic first down at
Yep.
midfield. I thought that was a huge play that's kind of going under the radar.
The back-to-back interceptions by Mahomes. Isn't that back-to-back passes thrown
Yeah.
were
Yeah.
And
Crazy.
shout out the special teams because the punter getting the ball inside the 10 on both of those drives for Kansas City is, I mean, when you're backed up in your own end zone, that shit can fucking happen. You don't think it's gonna happen to Patrick Mahomes, but shout out the punter,
Special teams, special
I thought
players.
that was huge. And then I had I think when you see a blowout like that, it's hard to go anywhere but coaching. I'm just reading this live. I forgot what I even wrote down. Spags and Reed just said I didn't game plan anything new or execution was non-existent from the players. Because in a blowout like that, you gotta think it's game plan. Am I wrong? I mean, it's just they just got out
It has
coached in
to be game
every
plan.
single aspect.
How do you how do you not adjust at all? Like what? I just don't understand.
Yeah, I think they just got dominated in the trenches. It's really hard to game plan anything around that. Like if you're just losing the battle of will in the heart, like it you can't run around it or through it and you don't have time to pass over it. So plus, I'll just say one thing, it wasn't that big of a blowout, was it, Turby?
What? Oh yeah.
That was one of the most.
Nice, Necky.
Yeah.
Nice. That was
I
good.
don't know about you, Turb. I didn't even see the Kenny Pickett apparently went for it on fourth down. And the next thing I know, I just saw the ball in the air and a Chiefs wide receiver running down for it. And I was
It's
like,
like the
this
most
is.
unnecessary, like fifth
Yeah.
bomb at the end of the game
So for
ever.
people that don't know, let's lay it out for him.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, all it's pretty simple. I was all over the Chiefs covering.
After this guy said there were checks and balances all last
I
week.
held on that quote for like all weekend too. And then when I saw in the
There you
group chat, I
go.
was like, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, when you're hammered drunk and spiraling. Yeah, spiraling. So I mean, yeah, what got me in trouble was really I should have just left it what was locked in. What got me in trouble was the classic, oh, Chiefs are down. This is a perfect way to get some juice on them. Get them plus 10.5. Then you get to the point where it's no return. It's absolutely no return. They were never going to fucking cover 10.5.
That's crazy to say.
They're never going to cover 10.5. It's
34-0 third quarter.
34-0. I'm looking at the line. I'm like, 20. No,
by 34-0, it was all switched to the other side. And
yes.
Go Birds, go. Go
yeah,
Birds, go.
Yeah. You know, just classic trolled. I mean, that's classic troll right there.
Well, because you took 20 minus 22.5, you took live. So on the
Chiefs first, yes. Then you double down on Chiefs live, and then that goes to shit, and then you live bet the Birds to get it all back.
Correct.
Minus 22.5.
So it's your third bet of the game. It's your first one for Philadelphia.
Yeah. And that one was, you know, we're not going to talk about units, but let's just say that was a absolute get out of jail nuke that would have just had me just, hey, you know, I'll eat my fucking words. I'll fucking, you know, pay Kendall his $100 and get off my dick pretty much. But yeah, I mean, you know, when it's your time to put when it's like, you know, it's like with anyone, with anything, you know, when they didn't want me to be on the horn anymore. So it is what it is. You know, lick your wounds. Everyone's been there, so you know we can laugh at it.
I was so surprised to hear that you were that heavy on the Chiefs, because like when we were going over the game last week, we specifically said like Vegas loves the Birds, like Vegas is dying for everyone to bet on the Chiefs just so it can go the other way. Because sportsbooks will make it.
I was hammered. And two, it wasn't really about that. It was the chasing of, oh, the Chiefs can't lose by, you know, 10.5. It wasn't really, because if it was a close game the whole way, I would have never been in that spot.
Right.
But it was the whole like, oh, like even, because I felt good. I mean, when you talk about game notes, I remember vividly, and I think we all remember vividly, the Chiefs had the ball with like 40 seconds left at the half. It was 17, or I think it was 24-0 maybe, 24-0, and the Chiefs got the ball in the second half. And I was like, well, this could be a classic Chiefs right here. They could score right here, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown. Let's say it is a touchdown, 24-7, they get the ball back out. Bang, it's 14-24 with the whole second half left.
Right.
But I think DeAndre Hopkins dropping that ball was like the deflator for like them going into halftime, everything like that. So yeah, I mean, it was a perfect trap for me. And then, you know, I mean, all-time bad beat. That's all there is to it. The Xavier Worthy Hail Mary fucking murder show goes down, and it was the last play. It's literally the last play of the game.
The subs were in, and they didn't even try. The second team didn't even try back there. They're like, fuck it.
I mean,
no, but and it was one. A dot. Like Mahomes literally could absolute a dot. And that's,
well, like
that's
the setting it. Was like we were literally like me, Turb were going nuts about we were having the cream of the crop in our hands of the game still going on, but going like to battle for Brady in the group chat. I'm on Instagram already on posts like dying. Like I throw a text in here, first post I click on talking about how Brady never had a battle line like this, ha ha ha, and then the same minute. Turb, dude, if Casey scores here, I'm so dead, I'll kill myself. I'm dead. Ha ha ha, dead. Literally the same exact minute. I put my head down, I picked it up, and Mahomes had the ball at the 50. I'm like, what? Like the Eagles just had it. What the hell just happened? The crazier part, too, was Turb's old man, Big Ricky, Silent H, has no idea. He is in the battle of a lifetime for 2K. I text him. It's another great text I have to pull up, because I text him because I have 0-6. 0 for the Eagles, 6 for the Chiefs. Imagine 40-6 being what I need to have hold off to win the Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl.
and when they scored, they went for 2 and didn't get it, so they had 6.
Right. So I'm like, there's 8 minutes left. I'm like, there's going to be scoring, but like, let's hope for the best. So I text Ricky and I'm like, damn, man, we were both right there. After it was 12 to 40, he had 0 and 2, and they got the 2-point conversion to make it 14 to 40. Ricky texts back, I took Eagles and under, just has no idea I'm talking about the squares. And I just go, squares, saw you had 0 and 2. That 2-point conversion screwed you. He goes, what? Shit. And then 5 minutes later, 10-10, 10-14, I go, Ricky, holy shit, dude, that was insane. Thought I was out of it, wasn't even paying attention. They scored that Xavier Worthy again, and then they go for 2 points again to make it 20, 22-40, and he hits on 0 and 2. I've never seen something like that in squares where he had it, lost it, had it in
And what'd he
2 minutes.
say? Like, he was like, oh, I just got a random Venmo for $2,000. And he said, no. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah,
Fuck
he said, dude, he
you.
texted me like, I owe you big, bro. I never would have done the squares. It wasn't for you. And I was like, nah, did you don't? And I'm like, just waiting for a notification. Like, you don't owe me anything.
I love the
But I
text.
just thought that was awesome. He's like, I took Eagles and under. I'm like,
Yeah,
I don't
meanwhile,
no idea what you
I'm over
have.
here like I'm dead. Like I literally need to go. Like, and Ricky's like, oh shit, I didn't even know. I won 2K. I'm like, dude, give that to me.
By the
Jesus.
way, taking Eagles and the under in that game is like, he's probably one of the few people in the world who had the under with the Eagles, I feel like.
That is a crazy bet.
The text change just back to back is just like, I'm dead. I'm gonna kill myself. I'll see you guys in a few months. And then Rick just like at like 12:30, we should get up for some drinks.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I'm putting I had to turn my fucking phone on
I
do
feel
not
bad
disturb.
too
I was
because
like, this is t I can't be I,
you leave it
especially
like
it's my
across the
father.
table.
It's my father. Like, I gotta hear about this. I'm like,
I felt bad
I
because I
need
was
that.
rolling in it. I was like, that was the most fun I've had watching a Super Bowl since me and Turb were in Atlanta for Brady's sixth. And I'm like, now like Turb
Yeah,
just
it
goes, I'm
sucks.
dead. What am I gonna be like? This is awesome. Mahomes just got blown out. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
Like,
I know. It sucks that I just literally it ruined it for me.
but the
But
other thing too
in
that
the
sucks is like they kind of pissed me off how that game ended. Kansas City's doing onside kicks. Philadelphia's
yeah, I
going for it at
mean the whole
midfield. What the fuck
stat
are we
pad the
doing?
whole stat padding of like all of it is just classic. Yeah, I mean I really would love to know who else out there had a had an Eagles minus 22.5 ticket because I feel like I'm the only one in this world that had that. That
You
was
should send
such
that into DraftKings and have them
a
place it.
crazy
Yeah.
ticket. And then also for to end literally with a 50-yard heave, the longest play of the entire game. Bullshit. But hey, you know, like I said, if it's meant to happen that way, that's meant to happen. Went out with a bang. Super Bowl, big game hunter, lost it, and I'll own up to it. It is what it is. I mean, listen, we got better things ahead of us. I'm on Johnny's train now, where we're talking about golf. Let's talk about fucking golf.
But before we get there,
I'm
Conrad, you
kidding,
got
I'm
but
kidding.
I do like that. I do like that. But before we get there, Conrad, I'm just curious what it was like in the streets. You were so drunk,
Yeah.
you were doing that dad Snapchat thing to where people were lining up for a picture, but you were like filming on Snapchat the whole time.
I don't remember
I
that at
love
all.
that.
I'll tell you what though,
Random people were hopping in with your boys too, and you're just like, I'm filming, I'm filming.
don't remember any of that, but yeah, I mean the game watching the game was great. You just watched it at a buddy's apartment, like every place, every bar there was at least like a $75 cover charge just to get in to watch the game, and then
No
you
shit.
wanted to like buy a table. It was crazy, dude. I mean,
Yeah.
even like the
It's
dive
gotta be
bars were
nice,
doing
like
that.
I mean the dive bars
You
you
can't
can
even get
fit like
into, so you don't even
maybe a
want to.
hundred people in there, and then people like those guys are in there like 12 o'clock anyway all day.
Right.
Yeah. The one
So
thing
go ahead.
that I was just gonna chime in. I mean, just going off of all of that is also like from a vibes perspective, from a guy that's not on the team, like it's gotta be insane to be like that's one thing that the Patriots have never had, like a game where you're pretty much just full-fledged celebratory for like an hour and a half before the game is even over. Like that is
No.
because normally in most Super Bowls or most big games, you're fucking tense as a motherfucker. And then you're like partying if you win. But like for that to be that at halftime, you're buzzing, and then it's 34 rip. You've got the whole second half to be treating it like you,
Oh,
I mean, insane.
Yeah, so the first half was like slow, you know. Obviously, they
Tense.
starts off great, but you're still like, all right, it's Patrick Mahomes. Then you get to halftime, and it's what did we say, 24-0?
24-0. 24-0.
24-0. I'm like, immediately, I'm just like, get the shots out, get the
Yeah.
liquor out, get it
Yeah, you're
going. Do you go
benefiting.
outside? I'm getting everyone riled up there. Everyone's like still tense. I'm like, no, come on, guys, let's party. I'm crushing the Voodoo Rangers, dude. We get the halftime joint going. Dude, like you said, the
Oh,
second
there you
half is
go.
pretty much. The second half was pretty much a party, but
Yeah,
we
that
were
the Devontae Smith bomb was the
were
just
sick.
fucking
Cooper DeJean
put
was
it in
sick,
the
like
tombstone,
everything.
dude.
It
How
was
was
just
the
crazy.
partying after with the halftime joint effect?
So that's where things got a little hazy for me. It got a
We're
little
not in
dark,
college
but
anymore.
so we tried to walk to like the train station's like 2, 3 blocks away. We tried to walk to the train station. First train comes, jam packed. There's not an inch on this train, and
Oh
there's
yeah.
like 300 or 400 people waiting on just this one stop to get on. So
Jeez.
I'm just like, I'm leading a train of people walking. Like, I
Yeah,
probably
you just got to put your boots on.
miles, dude. And we get within like 5 blocks of City Hall, and there's people with like these giant frat house stereo systems like set up on
Yeah.
just the side of this storefront, and they're bumping Meek Mill. Everyone's partying. There's fireworks going off on every block. People are drinking beers, giving Jello shots, like hopping, like
A
it's
full parade.
exactly what you're like seeing the videos is exactly what you would think on the ground. It's like just like mayhem. You're losing people left and right. People are giving you cigars, hit their joints. It's madness. There's people
That's
climbing
awesome.
trees, and there was actually a fuck ton of cops there, and they did a decent job of like blocking off and like trying to keep it contained. But there's, I mean, you saw it. It's all the way from Xfinity Live, which is right next to the stadium, all the way up Broad Street to City Hall. It's just mayhem. It was awesome.
Another underrated thing from your Snapchat videos was one of your buddies had a JBL speaker the size of like my microphone. Just wonder what the hell that was doing in
It's
that
like
kind of
this big.
vicinity.
It's
Guys,
doing absolutely
I
nothing.
got the tunes for Broadway Street. Like, they not
No,
like us. They not like us.
I don't even know why they brought that, but
That's awesome, though.
yeah, it was a good time. And then the parade's on Friday, so I'm just my manager thinks I'm a Birds fan, so I was just like, yeah, I need off on Friday. They're like, sick, go ahead.
That's awesome,
Yeah,
man.
so I think it starts at 11. It's coming up from the stadium to the art museum, so it's kind of like you go straight up Broad and then you kind of like diagonal left, and we're gonna try to get to the art museum like 9 a.m. set up.
Dude, gourmet
Very mad.
restaurants everywhere in Philadelphia, you gotta be so pissed off. There's gonna be so many drunk dudes out there that are like second guessing their Valentine's Day fucking dinners with their significant other.
Oh, that's what yeah. Was what PMT saying that, I think? It's
Yeah,
like,
that's such a
yeah.
good point too.
It's so hilarious. Now they're all gonna be
But
either
Philly girls though
drunk
are probably
assholes.
gonna be like, "That's what I want for Valentine's Day," so you like fuck me behind a dumpster as they're coming by in the fucking coming by in the parade, you know?
Honestly, yeah, that sounds just about right.
Yeah.
These girls are
Yeah.
just, if they're true Philly girls, they're just as excited as the dudes. If they're implants from somewhere else, they're gonna be fucking pissed.
Dude, and those people too that were just on Broadway Street too, and like to go for or not Broadway, to go from Bourbon Street to where I can only imagine the amount
Oh
of
my God.
titties that were being flashed on Bourbon Street Sunday night. To go from that and then to go from like to go to the parade on a Friday. The parade's not on a Wednesday, it's on a Friday, middle of the day. Like that's how you do it right there. That's how you do it. And it's awesome too because it got me thinking about really kind of all-time teams. And people do kind of have a point with this Eagles team in terms of like a roster. That's something that the Patriots never kind of really had, to Terb's point about like a blowout Super Bowl win. When you think about top five teams of all time in the NFL, I'm not saying this Eagles team is like that, but the Patriots in their 20-year dynasty, besides 2007, which obviously lost in the Super Bowl, all their teams were great. None of them were like the 85 Bears. This Eagles team, you know, really got to give them credit, man. I mean, just how like weaponized they are on defense and how young they are on defense. The fact that AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts never really became a problem, and the fact that Nick Sirianni has done the turnaround of the ages to go from how he ended last season to maybe being fired to bringing in new coordinators, defensive and offense. It was all going to be
Yeah,
on
Al.
him. And what a team. I mean,
all
really
one
a
year,
special team.
all in one year.
Now, is it going to be Doug Peterson 2.0? And because they have so many great players that they're just going to get piecemealed and Sirianni's going to be out in 2 years?
I guess what I'll say just to kind of
they're going to lose.
In
they're
that,
going to lose hella.
They have a lot of free agents this year.
I just think, Nicky, I think from this perspective on the outside, the Nick Foles Eagles team is such an underdog team. It was almost you throw that on top of the Philly mantra, losing to that was awful. And I think it's the Eagles, Philadelphia, usually an underdog city. And that team was so fantastic. It's almost like I'm kind of happy that I saw what they were like at their peak. You know what I'm saying?
If you like look up their
and it's Philadelphia,
scores
keep
of
them
like
saying
the
about
games,
Philadelphia.
It's a first for fucking everything. But if you like look up how like most of their games went, they pretty much like handled every team they played.
95 points in the conference championship and Super Bowl. It's a record. No one's ever done that.
Yeah.
95 points.
But to your point, is like, will people remember this team? I feel like people remember every team that wins the Super Bowl. They're like, oh, you know, those 2024, 2025, that Eagles team, you know, they had this. But it's not – they're going to lose players, and people are going to go into free agency, get paid elsewhere. Kellen Moore already left the OC.
Which I think maybe the Saints. And the Saints, dude, that is such an unwinnable team. He maybe could have been like –
He probably like, I would
fuck New Orleans. I'm gonna stay here and see what the next coaching circuit's like. But he was also probably in Bourbon Street with some huge titties in his face and was like,
"Yeah, they were
I want to win here," you know.
Yeah,
they brought out all the grade A strippers for him.
But I really want to. So now let's touch into, and I want to hear what you guys are gonna say on this. I was gonna go into Mahomes and kind of what could have happened, right? Because he wins this game. He's got three in a row, which Brady's never done. He's got four by the time he's 30. And now he loses that game. I think people are going crazy with.
He's also already got two Super Bowl losses under his belt.
Right. But right now he's lockstep with Brady. I think people are going crazy with.
Yeah.
Like he might be over, whatever. To be honest with you, here's my hot take. Here's my really, really hot take. I think Mahomes. I mean, he's made five of his first seven. I think he might make more Super Bowls than Brady. I could see him going 6 for 12 or something like that. That's my hot take. I could see him going like a LeBron route, right? Like, you know, like LeBron's 4 and 6 in the finals. Like, I could see Mahomes getting to like, I could see him getting seven.
It depends
on
have a long contract.
What people don't realize,
there are going to be ebbs and flows, like we were saying.
People don't realize is like, yes, he's lost Tyreek Hill, but in this set, like a couple pieces. But people don't realize what it's like. Like, for instance, like when Brady had his first crew and then he had his second crew is like, and how hard it is to rebuild another crew. Like, I've got to see what happens when Chris Jones is gone, when Travis Kelce is gone, when Joe Tooney is gone, when all these guys are older. They're older. They're going to be gone. I've got to see how all of that checks out. And also injuries. Like, it's probably going to happen. Like, I mean, he's been dinged up here, dinged up.
Brady
there.
Had that 1 year. No
Brady
way.
Had that 1 year, you know, he's going to get rolled up. He puts a, you know, he doesn't like take sacks like Brady does. Like he gets rolled up, runs around like a madman. So I don't know, man, there's just so many variables to sustain, keep going to championships. That's the thing. Even Brady went without 10 years without going to a championship. He's always going to be in the mix.
Without winning one, but yeah.
He's always right. Going to be in the mix, but
I think now he has to get 8 though. I think now that's what this I think that's what that I think now he has to get 8 to be the GOAT.
I think I mean I know I said it last week, but I do think like the Brady having Belichick the entire 20 years he was there is such a huge thing. Like Jordan and Kobe never won a championship without Phil Jackson.
Good
like
point.
Once Andy Reid leaves, I don't
Andy
know
ain't
that Mahomes
leaving.
Gets there
Andy
every
ain't
single
leaving.
Year.
Andy
but
ain't leaving there.
Andy ain't leaving, and Brady also going and winning in Tampa like that. I think that was so big for him. Oh, and to beat Mahomes that year in Tampa, he had really like they answered so many questions people could be having right now. You know,
Bruce Arians also not a bad coach.
I mean, you think Andy's there for another 10 years?
No.
I think he's there for at least another, like, 6 or 7.
Really?
So, I mean, and if he's there for 6 or 7 and wins 2 more in the 6-year span, it's going to be tough to fucking yank him off. I mean, Belichick is
No,
going, he's
it'll
coaching
definitely.
UNC. You know,
Yeah,
these
no,
guys
it'll.
can't stop coaching. They're going to
If
coach
Pete
till they're
Carroll,
done.
if Pete Carroll is a head coach next year, Andy Reid sure as shit can coach for 10 more years.
Yeah, but I think it'll be more his decision, be like, yeah, I've done everything I've come to do.
It's not, it's
Who
like
knows?
Donald Trump going back to be a president after being seven. These guys are fucking,
Oh, I
they're
know.
freaks. Yeah, they're freaks. They're egotistical. Like Andy plays it off, but you know, he's got an ego under all that mustache and flubber too.
But now it's just the draft is going to be huge for Kansas City because you're never going to be a top 20 pick when you have Mahomes.
But
And
yeah, I
it's just,
mean,
can
you
they
saw
find a
what
way to
their
make
offense
draft
was.
picks?
You saw what their offense was like all year. And now, like, I mean, the clips of Travis Kelce, my God, did he look
Red
awful?
cleats. Why'd he go red cleats? He always wears
Awful. I
those
mean,
yellow
he's barely
cleats.
even trying. He's getting blown off the line. He's getting lit up.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone's about to be on their way out, it's Travis Kelce. He wasn't that good
Yeah,
all year
agree.
long. He wasn't that good all year long. What makes you think all of a sudden he's just going to like revitalize next year?
Yeah. It's awesome
So
watching the media flip
now,
too.
what are you looking at? They don't have a running back. They got Pacheco. I guess one thing is that no one has brought up is like Rashee Rice is a fucking stud. So I guess because in my brain, I was thinking all they have is Worthy, but Rashee back next year. I didn't even think about that. Fucking A. But
Yeah. No, he comes back, but he lost his court case, so he's fucking suspended for the year or something. Which, yeah, which I don't even know
It'd
what
be
even
interesting
happened
to
to
see the
that.
defense. Like, their defense had an abnormally good year. Like, it's
Yeah.
so hard to keep defenses good in this league just because you can get money. And yeah, the Eagles will have to face it too. Like, they literally did exactly what Ohio State did, where they got their heart broken and they went and said, fuck it, we're dropping bags down. But, you know, Howie fucking Roseman's he's a dog.
He's a crazy
His
GM,
only
dude.
miss
His
is at
story
his
is crazy too.
only miss too and P another PMT. His only miss was what Justin Jefferson and Jalen Reagor. That's his only miss in the past 3 or 4 years, which is
Yeah.
crazy. Crazy to think about that as a GM. You can kind of let that get to your head and
He was trying to get cute, and then he's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna draft from the SEC.
because it's a different
Yeah.
time too. Think about when we were 13 years old. QBs
I
didn't get
mean,
drafted and fucking become stars when they were rookies.
yeah.
Players rarely got drafted in the first round and made a difference that following year or the following 2 years. Now we're in
Right.
a time where I don't know if it's NIL, I don't know if it's a college game evolving, but now we're in a time where a guy's good in college. He's now panning out more often than not to be good in the NFL. It used to not be like that. It used to be like a fucking, you know, trick of the trade type of thing. I don't know what happened, but is that safe to say? I feel like guys are translating more to the NFL now too. So it's a little more don't overthink it when it comes to these drafts.
Yeah, I'm sure it has something to do with the way college ball and like how intense it is being brought up, and it's the
Yeah.
way the game is coached, like top to bottom.
Or it could be waves too as well. Like
Yeah, that's
there's been a
true.
few good years and you know, there's always going to be a bad draft class.
So I don't think this
Always.
next draft class has any really stud QBs that I can think
Quarterbacks are bad. Yeah, I feel bad for Tennessee Titans,
So
man.
you know
It's brutal.
it's never a good draft when they say it's a running back draft. Because
Yeah.
that just means there's going to be a couple good running backs, and then they're going to snap their MCL, ACL, and then there goes your whole draft class.
Yeah. Look at Panthers, Jonathan Brooks.
I mean,
Yeah.
anything else in the game? I guess you can throw a little thing in the halftime show in there. I mean, I just,
Don't have an
I
opinion.
the halftime show. I just I, the comments. People, all these people have been all over. Like, if you don't see it, it wasn't for you. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, it's the fucking Super Bowl halftime show. I just think about great Super Bowl halftime shows. Michael Jackson, fucking just make it J-Lo and Shakira every year. It makes the guys happy, makes the girls happy. Me personally, Terry, be the rap guy. So like, I just think that Kendrick Lamar. I went through my Spotify. I got a bunch of his songs. It's just, are they
Didn't play a
songs that
lot
get
of
me
his old
hyped
stuff.
up? Are they songs that get me
Yes,
hyped up? Not
they are,
really.
but he didn't play any of the
Must
hype.
I? Yeah, could he start with Mad City or something? You know,
Yeah, he didn't. He tried to make it to like as
it's like a
you know.
concert of like his new
He's
stuff.
a political guy. Yeah, He's got a little bit of that Kanye in him. I'll just put it that way, where he just, he's going to go his own way. He's not going to do the sexy route. I mean, before his little Drake diss, he would have never even sniffed the Super Bowl halftime show. He's a great rapper.
Correct.
Don't get me wrong. He's a
That
great
is
rapper. I'm
correct.
not knocking the guy, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you gotta have even fucking, I mean, Usher was basically having sex with Mariah Carey last year, and
Yeah.
I still would have rather watch that. So,
Yeah, for instance, I went crazy. I was going crazy in the comments. I threw one up that I knew would ignite some people. I go, give us a Van Halen cover band over this any day of the week and twice on Sunday. And one lady, at Little River Podcast, you'll never understand. Kendrick Lamar was chosen to do the show, and that's an honor for anyone. But you don't know his music. But understand this: he won 5 Grammys last week. His show was great. I don't listen to his music, but I understand. The fuck does that mean? Mahomes was on the way to
doesn't
a
mean
three-peat,
anything.
and he threw up a fucking egg.
Yeah,
You can still
also it's
suck.
not,
You
you're
can win
not
5 Grammys, but
chirping.
still suck in
You're
a
not chirping.
performance.
Yeah, you're not chirping him getting selected.
Yeah.
But like he's not deserving of being selected. He's definitely deserving of it, but
Also,
yeah, just terrible perf.
who gives a fuck about the Grammys anymore?
Nah, nobody. I
Somebody
just don't
said
understand the understanding. Like, it's pretty simple in music. It's either a hit or it's shit. And it's pretty, like, it's not usually in between. It's like, I love Pearl Jam. Would Pearl Jam be great at the fucking Super Bowl halftime show? Probably fucking not. It's like, I just think that, I don't know. It's
I mean, I would
Lil
understand
Wayne. I just thought Lil Wayne, New
AC/DC
Orleans
would. It would
guy
be
would be better
sick.
for
You
it.
know, it'd low key be sick if they did like a early 2000s like Matt hodgepodge where they just had like Creed, Nickelback, like
Ooh.
they
Imagine
did
if
like
Chester
a.
Bennington was
I mean,
still around,
you
Linkin
want to
Park
talk
and
about
Jay-Z.
banger? Yeah, I mean,
Bruce
you could,
Springsteen gets up there.
you
He'd be
could
there 20
do,
years ago.
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they've got a.
The Who
They
fucking
usually
did it.
don't.
They had the Who doing it like 15 years ago. Those guys are old as shit. I bet they still put on a better. I don't know. I couldn't stand the whole, it wasn't, if you don't get it, it wasn't for you. Well, what the fuck does that mean? It's the Super Bowl. It should be
I
for
think
fucking, my
it's
grandma
probably
should
trying to
like
bring
it.
grace.
A 10-year-old should like
Yeah,
it. Why are we making this a bigger thing than it is? What the
I think
fuck?
the biggest issue was that like it if you're on the halftime show, play the fucking hits. We're playing.
Yeah,
We're
that's his. That was
pulling
the problem. He has plenty of
that is
hits.
the
Songs
problem.
from your newest album, which was like the least well-received album that you've put out. Like,
Correct.
play
Bitch, don't kill my
Bad
vibe.
City.
Bitch,
Like, yeah,
don't kill my
play Pimp a
vibe.
Butterfly.
What was the
Yeah,
first song
Money
again?
Trees.
Squabble up.
Squabble up. Mustard.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, that was my
it's
best. That was my
nice,
favorite
right?
part.
My
But
one
every.
buddy, we were so fucked up after that because we were just ripping shots and we're just gassing beers, and he just couldn't stop screaming mustard on the streets, dude. It
Yeah,
was
but
fucking
every
hilarious.
song needed to have that type of like energy,
I
and
agree.
it didn't. Like, if you're going to a Kendrick concert, I understand hearing some of the new shit, but you're on the halftime show, play the fucking hits.
Yeah, and I mean, and to leave the Super Bowl halftime shows with this, it's like never really a big part, especially when your team's in it, you could give a fuck. But I say it all the time, like Janet Jackson was my first titty. Like that's like what Super Bowl halftime shows can do for young kids out there. That was my first titty was Janet Jackson at the Panthers Patriots Super Bowl halftime show. Shout out Justin Timberlake. So it's like, I don't know. We'll see what they do next year. What the fuck can you do? It was an unbelievable Super Bowl for Patriots fans everywhere. It was unbelievable Super Bowl for Philadelphia Eagles fans everywhere. And yeah, now like Turb said, we're on to bigger and better pastures. I am so ready for golf, and especially after the weekend we had down here in the Carolinas. Great weather, great time out there. And Turb, I think it's your time to shine now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all it's I've got a driver now. I've got a driver, like I've been trying to say. Still a lot to work on. Still a lot to work on. Still shot a 48 on the front, but 38 on the back was insane. I was pretty pissing myself after the front nine, but the boys are getting after it. Nienecke in the same card is always just
Electric.
full dialage. And we smelled blood and we hunted blood those last four or five holes. Cause I mean, we were going back and forth and then I just went nuclear birdie, par, birdie finish. Probably one of my better four stretches, let alone to finish the last four holes. I was absolutely, but I was buzzing good after that round. But I mean, yeah, we've got so much to look forward to. I think now if I include my last three rounds since the end of December, I'm 86, 90, 86, with a 40 and a 38 on front and back nines, through those. So those flashes, I mean, that's all you gotta have. You gotta have a 38 and a 40, and there's your 78, 79. So it's there. It's in the fucking holster. And I am starting that 38 really makes you taste it a little more. Like it really does. And you know, when you look back, it's like my short game was pretty fucking bad. But you know, you don't talk about that when you shoot at 38. So
I just from golfing with you like for so long now, I just get feelings. And on the first birdie on the back hole, 15 green, Conrad Turb was talking to himself like a serial killer in the basement with like a girl tied up. And I was like, I don't have my fucking phone on me. And I forget what he was saying, but he's like a 20 something footer, bangs it for birdie, starts
Jack,
going
so
nuts.
Jackson, our boy Jack, we finally got to play. We've never played with him. So we got Johnny and Nick, who have played a billion rounds with me. And you know, it's no secret that
Oh, yeah, good call.
I feast off of Chirp. And you know, so he rarely is going to do it, at least on the dance floor. And Jack said something like, "Oh yeah, this is a big putt. Then why don't you fucking make it then?" And I'm
I was
like,
like,
"Oh
no.
okay, well
No. I was like,
okay."
no,
I'm like, "Oh, you
no.
want me to fucking make this then?" And so you know, I did the whole poured it in, stomped around the green, fucking did the whole nine, and then I was like, "It's game on." Necky parred, and then we were just like I said. It was a great dot match. I mean, we dogged them on the front pretty good, despite playing pretty bad. They came out firing. Oh, Johnny, literally 2 inches from a hole in one.
Yep.
Absolutely fucking electric factory. That
Barely.
was to start the back, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, we go onto the back.
We were
We
down
go,
quick.
we are down. He had greenie dot, birdie dot, literally went across pretty much the lip of the hole for a hole in one. Would have been. I mean, we were not prepared for that if that would have happened. I tell you what, I was not going to be shooting a 38 on that back if
No.
that goes in. But yeah, I mean, they went up and then that last four stretch got to the point, you know, there's no better feeling. I've only done it a few times to Yanni where just you could just see the defeat in his eyes on 18. You could see it with the triple down press.
Yeah, you thought someone died. Like I was getting phone calls, like someone died, like on all day Saturday, Sunday morning. I was like, Jesus, fucking, it's around in February. He got me, and you know what? To his credit, last February he got me in Hilton Head when we went on an all-out bender. I shot like a 99 or something, and he got me. But
That
this
one
round,
wasn't really. I've only
this
done it
was like
three
a.
times. I've only done it three times. I've done it. I did it. That one I don't even consider legit. I would say that was my second legit time where you weren't just, we were both absolutely inebriated on that Hilton Head round. But yeah, I mean, look, and also what you shoot 43 on the front. I shot 48. So I'm down 5 strokes going into the
42
back,
down six.
6 strokes and beat them by three. So, I mean, yeah,
Wow.
that was
Yeah.
a
Yeah.
big turnaround.
Hey,
Think you get
man.
in there.
Congrats.
But I mean, 38, 38, you're beating a ton of people. Like, there's not many people who are going to shoot better than 38 on the back.
48, 38. I think that's an org scoregami for me. I don't think I've ever. There ain't no way
Yeah.
I've ever done
48
that.
40 has been done. Shout out Springfield, but
Yeah.
48 38 isn't. And I literally had the shot of the year, Conrad, on the front nine, 200 yards out in the woods. Only play is a massive hook. And just to get it out, there's bunkers everywhere in front of the green. I play this massive hook. It comes off the club beautifully. And it rolls through like these bunkers, disappears, rolls up to 6 feet. And of course, I missed the putt. My short game was just atrocious.
Oh, we
But
were giving him the commentator speech on the green, and he was just joking on those putts.
So I had that shot and I had the almost hole in one and went 89 and lost it. I had those two shots and wasn't like
Shot an
didn't matter.
89.
Didn't even matter. Shot 89 and Terb came out
Still lost.
victorious. And it to Terb's credit, if I'm doing stuff like that, granted 89, take that out of play. But if I'm making shots like that and Turb in February is gonna be showing
I'll tell
glimpses
you
like
what,
that, it's gonna be an interesting spring.
the biggest tell of that round, I think, because last we played the same track about 2 weeks ago, we played the whites. So the biggest tell there was, I think, from the blues, it's about 6,400, 6,500. And when I was hitting my drive good, I was every bit of like 130 to like 140, 150 in, which tells me I'm gaining distance. Cause usually that 130, I don't see that often from the blues at least. So that's the tell all right now, if I can keep that up.
Yeah, no, I mean, Drew was definitely pumping the ball like I haven't really seen him do before. Like, I've seen it like
the one drive that was posted looked like it was a piped.
Yeah, like
that was a birdie hole.
I've seen it like once or twice in a round. Like, he's like, I really needed that. But to see him do it like consistently, he didn't really hit many bad tee shots. And
yeah, a couple pulls, but nothing crazy.
And that same hole that you made a birdie on, I might have hit the best drive of my life.
Yeah.
I was like 70 yards
down out. Down the slot.
I was like 70 yards out on like a 360 yard hole.
Yeah, you guys were feeding off each other. And meanwhile, I was like hitting a good drive, cutting a corner, hits a car path in someone's front yard. Just like, what the fuck? And like, these guys are feeding off each other, fucking high-fiving, chirping. I'm like fucking to Jackie. I'm like, look at Planned Parenthood and fucking Burger King having the time of their fucking lives over there. While I'm fucking hitting every rock, pebble, fucking you name it.
Yeah, the one you had.
Just getting shafted everywhere.
Like, I think like the par three or something where you hit the rocks, shot like, actually it worked out great for you.
Yeah, it was one of those rounds where I was like, I didn't even think I hit the ball that bad. You got some bad breaks, but and then Terp's credit, it's never how you start, it's how you finish. Had that birdie on 18, and that was for all the marbles. $60 match. I felt so bad for Jack. I had like a blank. I was like, because to Terp's credit, I was thinking the same thing. At the first tee box, I was like, we're just going to do payout dollar dots. And Terp's like, no. Just, and I was like, we just left the beat. And in my head, I was like, yeah, that could get hasty. But in reality, it would have been like you pay out like $9 for losing nine dots.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Second tee box, we're like, let's just do like 15, 15, 30. And we usually do 10, 10, 10. And also, like, in my head, I'm thinking I'm not going to lose all three to Turb. And that's exactly what happened. Lose all three sides. And Jackie's first round with us is paying out $60 in February. Like, what the fuck? I just lost $60. The round was 75.
Didn't you?
Like, yeah, sorry, yeah. Dude. Like, my bad.
The demoralizing, I'm just remembering. The most demoralizing thing of the whole round was on 18. The Johnny's in the worst bunker of Charlotte. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, it's a straight downhill. He's at the top bunker, he has to chip down. You can't stop the ball for nothing. Water's behind the green. And he chips it. It does its roll. And then he hits like a 15, probably like a 12-foot bomb for par for Sandy. And then it all comes down. We're like doing the math of like dots that are in play. And I'm just sitting there on my birdie putt, just waiting. Everyone's finishing up. And I'm like, all right, well, here you, like, it was for the whole match. And I birdied it and just poured it fucking in on him for the 38, for the birdie finish, for the fucking match. It was just like, you don't get that too many times on 18 to do that.
The dreams are made of right there.
Yeah, it sucks because if he misses that, you're doing like the math of like, all right, how bad really is it? But not him making it. It's like, all right, it's clear cut. It's bad.
Yeah. So. I mean, we've said it to each other plenty of times. I really do think any two people going up against me and Drew are in for a dog fight.
Yeah, definitely with handies in play.
Yeah.
By the way, logged my score. I just went from officially a 15 to a 14, so it's creeping.
I went from a 12 to a 13.
Yeah, so me and Nikki are pretty much, you know, but which at the same time, you a 13, me a 14. I'll take two single digits with those strokes on front and back nine.
What do you think your first round's coming in, Conrad?
I mean, given the fact that it snowed last night, probably not anytime soon.
Oh man,
that's probably not brutal. Till like March at the earliest.
Damn, that's brutal. Yes, you think it's gonna be a year for the kid or what?
I don't know.
I mean, dude, the way you put your mind to reading, to running half marathons, I think you could really break something open with the golf game. I grant that I know it takes a little money investment, but
Yeah, and like golf, I don't know, dude. Like golf isn't something that I just like get the itch for, like everyone else got randomly, but
Yeah, but I think you say that until like one time you go out there and
until I have like a
decent.
semi-decent round and I'm
Yeah.
like, I can fucking do this, but
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how the first couple rounds of the year go. That'll normally sets the stage, sets the mindset. We'll see how the drive is. The drive is completely butchered. I might just have to invest in a new driver.
Like you Sasquatch still.
Dude, yes, I still use a fucking Sasquatch
Ding.
flex shaft. It's like literally, I'm like barely swinging it and it's still bent at like a 90 degree angle.
Yeah,
Oh
and we
man.
got some good golf coming up. The Players Championship, Masters in like 50 days.
Yeah, I'll send it out to
So
all you boys. $150 entry. You get the players in all four majors and you get a chance at winning some
yeah,
coin.
well, yeah. Would have said yes to that on Saturday.
Oh, 'cause I just get every year.
I'll join the Run Your Pulls for 25.
I mean, we'll probably get those going again too. Why not? But Nick, you got anything else to say on golf, or is that did I deflect enough? You fucking
Oh
pussy.
no, the only thing I was saying in the text was like Nikki still didn't break 90. Like, yeah, okay. I dropped 5 shots from last time, and I think if you would have looked at my round, and I think we all said at the end, like, I feel like I played way better than a 92. I made like a few doubles, I think 2 triples. So like I eliminate those, I score better. I'm right there with you in Turb, 86, 89, like right in that range. But
Yeah.
no, the whole thing was just you like burying the lead with I lost a Turb. We both lost a Turb. No, it's Nikki didn't break 90. It's just
You
that.
know, maybe it would be too much to handle if you were like if you have a fast start of the season like Turbis. It might be too much to handle anyway. It's February. There's
Yeah, if
snow on
we.
the ground in the Northeast. There's plenty to come, so it might be working itself.
So much.
They're the Cape Classic dates are set July 19th and 26th. I'm gonna be sending the text out tonight, Thursday night. It's awesome to get that already fucking on the books. The Dodgers are gonna be at Fenway Park that Saturday. Last year it was Yankees. This year it's Dodgers.
Amazing.
So can't really beat that. And then
So much. So much golf left. So much golf left.
I'm just, dude, I'm telling you, man, I'm now, maybe it's because, removed from, gambling every day. March Madness is going to be awesome. And I can't wait for like, March Madness, like the round on a Saturday. You got games starting when you're in the back nine. I can't wait for that. But to be honest, I really just can't wait for the majors, man. Like, I'm so pumped for like the PGA in May. It's going to be here in Charlotte, the US Open, like the Open in July. Like, I'm really pumped up for the golf majors this year because I feel like I haven't watched golf in months,
Yeah.
which. It's obviously
I'm
true.
like I'm a pretty weird golf freak. Like I watch it like if I'm working from like on Fridays I'll have it on. I watch most tournaments, especially this time of the year. So I'm looking forward to that. And then yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I know it's early, but like I said, I mean, look, this is part of my New Year's resolution. Like I've got to come out
Yeah.
swinging. So like I'm shooting for the breakout year this year. This is the first year I'm coming in. I don't feel like I need a lesson right away. I'm pumping the ball, got a few tweaks to make, and I think we're staring at 80. I want to get it out of the way. I don't want it to be fucking July and I'm saying, hey, I need to do this on the Cape Classic. So.
Right. Yeah, and speaking of what I wanted to speaking of like New Year's resolutions, when I was thinking about what I did like a couple years ago of like trying to cultivate myself in the cocktail world and getting off with the simple rum and coke shit. In terms of like we've been talking about steaks a lot recently, chicken and whatnot and all that bullshit. Why
Uh-oh,
is it
what do we got this time?
so like I love like everybody, right? Ribeye in New York strips the way to go, right? Like so Conrad, like tell me, Turp, tell me, Nikki, like when you're at a nice steakhouse, everyone says ribeye in New York strip. And that's what I like too. But like, is there a reason for that? Like, why isn't that like why I thought like the T-bone just sounds like it should be a premier steak. I know like the Porterhouse is like a top tier steak, but why isn't New York strip and prime rib that like is like the
I
go-to
would say it
for?
probably is actually, it's probably, well, I feel like,
Like, why is filet mignon like gay all of a sudden?
So
I don't
filet,
think it quite is gay.
it's all about the marbling. It's the fat content in the steak. Like
So what does that what does marbling mean? The
marbling
fat content.
is the white that you see that runs through a ribeye. That's all
Okay.
fat, but that reduces down in the flavor when you cook it. And so the strip is the top part of a T-bone. The filet is the bottom part of a T-bone. And so the filet has the least amount of fat, so it's the easiest to overcook. It's the toughest cut of steak because it has the least amount of fat
Oh,
content.
okay. Yeah,
Yeah,
So
you're cooking a hockey puck like that,
yeah.
and it's
And the ribeye,
wow.
the way it works is like the, you know, it has like that top strip that kind of curls down into, if you get an entire ribeye loin, it comes all like comes down all the way into a knuckle, and it gets like that hard like fat cap right in the middle of it, and that is just nothing but flavor. It's the best steak.
Ribeye is the best steak, and why does nobody get like the T and like the what'd you say the porterhouse?
T-bone,
So,
T-bone. I know the porterhouse is like if you
like
want to go
what?
crazy with
I
money, yeah, it's
personally,
like best bang for your buck is a bone-in ribeye at a but
fancy
like we have the
steakhouse.
T-bone, I guess, and does the
Well, I think
T-bone like suck?
personally, no.
I don't think
Like
it
he's saying,
sucks.
it's a
I just
part of. It
had
is
to
a
be part of it.
rib. You're getting a ribeye with that. I think it's just part of it. To me personally, like I don't want that big of a steak either. Like I think it gets a little too like overwhelmed. I want like an 8 to a 12 ounce steak that is cooked the right way with some good sides. And like when you're get we're getting these fucking massive T-bone porterhouses, they're just I don't know. I think you can ruin savory flavor of it when you're 45 bites deep and you still have
Yeah.
you still have like half the steak left. So
Ribeye is by far the tastiest cut of meat, and the fat on it just makes it 10 times better. Like,
so that's the
and then
top part, like Nikki was
the
saying.
it's the all
The
white.
You see, like, you see an uncooked ribeye, right? It's this red piece of meat with the white shit, like, going all out
scattered
through
in
it.
it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could be like in a ball too, am I not mistaken?
And so that's what I'm saying. The more marbleized it is, the better. So in my opinion, the more the fat is kind of like slightly evenly distributed throughout the steak is like it's better because then you're just like each bite you're getting a little bit of fat, a little bit of fat, rather than just this like hawk of fat, which for some people it's not like they don't like it. Like to Nikki's point, I think it is like so flavorful. It is like texture-wise, it freaks people out. So like the more marbleized, so when you get like into these crazy like the Wagyus of the world and shit, it's like perfectly distributed throughout the steak. So that way the whole steak is basically meat and fat like
You get the
every
same bite
bite,
every time. Yeah.
yeah,
Pretty
John.
much.
When we're done, look up a slide like A5 Wagyu beef.
Yeah, so how'd the Japs get that market? Like what are they doing over
It's
there?
a different type. It's a different type of cow.
They're
Different type
literally
of cow.
massaging those fucking cows. They're literally massaging. No, that's not a joke. You can look it up. They actually treat cows like they send them to like meat spas. Not kidding.
That's why the Asians
Because
at the
think about
pedicure
it. Think
place aren't
about it.
afraid of
When
Nikki.
you think about it from exactly what I just said, with the fat like more better distributed throughout the steak, it makes sense. Because if you're fucking like with meat and tissue and all that, if you're fucking massaging that shit and you're spreading it out, the more you do that, the better the meat's gonna be because it's treated the right way. It's pampered.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do like I've been doing
So
like the cheap steak right at Teeter, and it's I've been getting boned. I'm gonna
get it
spend the
from the butcher.
$20.
Just
Yeah,
get it from
Johnny.
the butcher. Like you can pick it out at the butcher when you go to the actual guy rather than like the
Oh yeah.
prepackaged.
Like
Yeah.
at te like the deli at Teeter, is that what you're
Yes,
saying?
go to the deli.
At the deli, the meat department. There's like
Yeah,
a
the meat, yeah, the
desk
meat,
next to
the
the meat
butcher.
department. Yeah, it's the
The
butcher.
seafood guys that are, but that's
Yeah,
no,
Johnny.
the seafood guy is literally the butcher.
Harris Teeter you going to? There's no butcher. No,
Johnny.
he's
Yeah, there's
thinking
no
like the
butcher. There's no
seafood guy.
butcher.
You
Yes,
need the
to
seafood guy is the meat guy. He
go.
does everything that's behind the
That's
counter.
very
It's not.
deceiving. He's got seafood all over the place. I don't think
No,
he's gonna be.
it's
All
meat
right,
and
I'm
it's
gonna
meat.
call it to him and be like, "Can you come?" He's like, "Dude, what the fuck? I'm seafood. What the fuck? I'm gonna be like terrible, you piece of shit."
No, you.
No.
What are you afraid to ask a guy to get you a cut of
All right,
meat, dude?
shut
Come
up.
on.
Shut up. Shut
No,
up.
Johnny, you also need to pay attention. You do not need to be buying select beef. You need to buy choice. Like, if you actually want a great steak, go to a
Go
butcher.
to farmer's market or far you get like fresh market. I mean, if you go to the fresh market, Kevin does it. We'll do it every now and then to treat yourself. you can tell the difference of
Yeah,
that
if
and
that's
like
going
Harris
away, because
Teeter.
these cheap steaks are just like, oh God, it's their fucking
Fresh Market,
if
you
you
can't go
want
wrong.
a cheap steak that's actually really good and flavorful, get a Chuckeye steak. It's called the poor man's ribeye. It's like $7.99 a pound instead of $14.99 or whatever it is for ribeye now.
And then when you're firing up the grill, are you doing what? 2 minutes on, 2 minutes on, and then like 2 minutes on?
Here you go. With a steak, you
Depends
don't
on how
go
thick it is.
crazy. This isn't like chicken. It's totally different. You do oil or olive oil, just lather it a little bit, get
Okay.
it wet, stab the steak a little bit, open up the pores, then you sprinkle salt or crack it, however you do it. Pepper, salt, flip, pepper, salt. Just do it that way the first time. Do it that way. Don't go crazy. And then as you get your bearings under, you can maybe sprinkle a little black and rub here and there or whatever. But salt and pepper is really, with a really good steak, that's all you need.
Then you let it rest. You don't just cut right into it when you pull it off. You let it rest,
Cutting wise,
up all the juice.
and this is something that that I've preached to people, you don't keep opening the grill and peeking and peeking. You got to keep that thing, you got to trust yourself. 3.5 minutes, 3.5 minutes, and then you're probably good. You could maybe do a quick sear on each side if you want to get special, but 3.5 on each side, you're good.
You also can test the like this is rare, medium, and like well done, like by your fingers, by how tough the meat is. You can touch it. You feel right here in the underneath your thumb. You feel how it's soft with your, and then it gets more tense, and then your pinky is like your fucking hockey puck. Well done.
Never did I ever just imagine us teaching Johnny how to grill a steak at 28 years old on
Tune
the
into the
podcast.
pod. Tune into the
Like, of
pod.
all people, I would have thought like someone else would be asking how to grill a steak.
Topic of
No.
discussion, man. Just guys talking steaks,
No,
dude.
I know, I
Fucking.
know. I just would never like.
Last thing, make
So, is it
sure the
only
grill
the
is
cheap
hot.
steaks you were buying, or did you like go out to dinner and get a filet and like some guy looked at you like you were a
Dude,
faggot
so
at 10
no,
years
so
old?
it's weird. I can do
You're not
like, I'll get some
self-conscious.
ribeyes from Teeter and I'll do it on the
That can't be that
fucking
bad then,
cast
right?
iron. Oh yeah, I'll do it on the cast iron at
That
Ali's. I've
either.
been doing pretty good. It's
Yeah,
just
yeah, you can do it.
the grill I've been doing 3 minutes on, 3 minutes each side, and it's like just not coming out good. But that's also been the cheap ones I've been doing. But when I do a ribeye on the cast iron, I do a good job. I haven't done that on the grill yet, though, ribeye. I've been doing the cheap ones on the grill and
Yeah.
getting
I
boned.
think too, if you're only
And also
doing
too, there's more
three
juice to trade.
minutes.
I want
You're
in.
only doing
Yeah.
3 minutes, that's fine, but you gotta have that grill piped up when you put that. Like you can't be, if you're doing,
Depends on how thick the steak is too. So like,
yeah,
yeah, because I did the
that
fried
too.
wings for fucking Super Bowl Sunday, and I was pumped. I did half in that, half in the air fryer, mixed them
Those
all up,
didn't
and
look
no one
that
noticed a
bad.
difference.
Those didn't look that bad.
Appreciate that. That's the same thing Big Money said too, and I was like, you guys have no idea.
That's a huge
I
compliment for
was like,
Big
you
Money.
guys,
Are
this
you
is
kidding me?
huge. Yeah,
That's
I was like,
big. You
I
should have
was like,
started off with that.
it's like
That's
Bobby Flay.
insane.
Like that's like
Yeah.
Bobby Flay
What the
telling you you're
fuck? I
not
haven't
that.
gotten one of those from Big Money. God damn.
Yeah, I was like telling everyone, I went to the biggest guy I know. I'd be like, Nikki, I'm like, bigger. And he loved them. He said they were pretty good for my first time. He said they were pretty good for my first time. I was like, let's fucking go. But yeah, that is too, though. I know we were talking about the air fryer last week and raw chicken turb. I remember you brought that. Dude, I'm telling you,
No, if you throw it
it's
on the
not
grill,
bad. It's
no,
not bad, the
you
air
can do
fryer
it. You
wings.
can do it, but like to your point, if you just cook it and then you throw it on the grill, then all you're worrying about is that char. That's money.
Yeah, that's one thing I think you're right that I kind of miss when you fry them like that. Yeah, they're good, but I love that fucking char. Like someone at work last week brought in that they smoked, and I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like that. And they were fucking good, man. They
I'm a
were
grill
good.
guy. Just is what it is. Always
Any
have to grill.
crazy foods on you guys Super Bowl fucking Super Bowl parties? Conrad, even remember having anything good
I
after the
say I
fucking
barely
halftime
remember
joint? I
eating.
remember I can only
Eating.
imagine Tampa just
I
having
just
Ritz crackers.
no, like
Oh
people had things. They're like, try this, try that, bacon wrap this. I just was like, yeah, good.
my
Sweating,
God. Yeah.
pacing,
Oh, we had, I think we just
pacing.
got pizza. We got pizza from Del Rossi's, and my buddy's girlfriend made some like half-ass buffalo chicken dip, dude. I don't think she'll ever be in charge of buffalo chicken dip again.
It's
It was.
tough. See, that's tough
I'll
too
do it.
because you gotta
Oh, it's
hammer
not.
that. You gotta hammer that
And you
staple.
know, it's like
It's so
she's
easy
kind of,
too.
it's like it's your buddy's girl. Like, I don't want to step on any toes and be like, yo, you need to, because, like, you know, whatever. I don't hang out with
if she can't make buffalo much. Chicken, then whoever's dating, yeah, whoever's
that's also his fault, too. Because, buddy, I'm not helping you out by making it look like I like this. You got to eat that shit.
Yeah,
you screwed yourself.
And she's like, oh, is it hot enough? I'm like, you know, could use a little bit more. And he's like,
no, it's like, Conrad's grandma, like, the hot sauce, and is like fucking like throwing it in the microwave for 2 minutes.
It was too cooked at that point. It was like, return, dude.
If
it
that
was,
buff chick ain't gone in the first 20 minutes of being there, then something's wrong.
Maybe I'll slip her a recipe and just see if she wants to try a new recipe. That might do it.
No, it's just
maybe try my grandma's recipe instead of whatever the fuck you're doing.
First time Conrad gets a little too drunk for his britches, and he's just like, yeah, well, your fucking buffalo chicken sucks.
It's like July.
It's July. It's like after a day of drinking, it's hot.
She's like, Conrad, stop being a pussy. Drink. He's like, yeah, well, I will drink, but how about you learn how to cook buffalo chicken?
Yeah,
she's like, that's why you're, she's like, no wonder you're still single. I'm like, you can't cook buffalo chicken for shit.
Dude, because that's one thing I fucked around with a little bit ago. Dude, the rotisserie chicken, when I was making buffalo, I was making the pizzas. The rotisserie chicken for buffalo chicken homemade pizza is the best type of chicken I've found. And I never would have guessed it. I always try to go like the cutlet route or whatnot, but rotisserie chicken, man, you forget how versatile.
And you can
go
that in with the hot
sauce.
Out.
Yeah, dude. Oh, it's string money, it out. Dude. Really forget how fucking money that rotisserie chicken is.
Rotisserie chicken is goated.
Nikki, you got any fucking nightly news, Big Fella, before we get a top five rappers?
Yeah, I got nightly news.
Rip it, big dog.
All right.